Welcome to Clark's News Network Thursday, 23rd January. In Sanders County News, when emergencies occur in rural areas, it is often volunteers who respond to the call. Plains Community Ambulance has been a life-saving service since the early 1990s, and today they're facing more calls than ever before. In 2024, the service saw an over 17.5% increase in call volume, underscoring the vital role rural EMS plays in saving lives. A huge thank you goes out to all the dedicated EMS workers for their unwavering commitment to their communities. Valentine's Day is just around the corner, and it's a perfect time to show your loved ones how much they mean to you. Whether it's through a thoughtful gift, a special surprise, or simply spending time together, now it's time to start planning. And a friendly reminder to the guys, don't forget to mark the date and make it a day to remember. The Hereford Bar and Grill in Knox and Montana is officially up for sale. This well-known establishment has placed significant challenges, including two fires, but remains a recognizable local landmark. The sale represents an opportunity for new ownership to revitalize the business. The Forest Service has extended the scoping period for the Eddy Creek Road Access Project in the Plains-Thompson Falls Ranger District to January 30, 2025. The project involves issuing a special use permit to a landowner for motorized access via Forest Road 7579-1 while maintaining public non-motorized access. Road improvements are required to support the proposed use and minimize the environmental impacts. The landowner has proposed a potential reciprocal public easement with discussions ongoing. Here on some Montana news headliners you might have missed. Tristan Ashley Swakowski, a former nurse from Butte, Montana, was sentenced to 5 years in prison for a $62 million insurance fraud scheme. She falsely billed Blue Cross and Blue Shield for administered vitamin B12 injections. She was sentenced and ordered to pay $613,108 in restitution. That's some expensive B12 shots. Montana Violent Offender Task Force marked the 20th anniversary this month. The task force is a collaboration between state, local, and federal agencies to combat violent crime. The initiative has helped reduce violent crime by 30% and improve public safety in the state. Thank you to our boys in blue who risked their lives every day for our safety. A 3.4 magnitude earthquake occurred near Billings, Montana, with no immediate reports of significant damage. The cause is likely tectonic activity along a fault line in the region. Looks like some of our fellow Montanans got a bit of a shake. Kalispell Public Schools in Montana announced plans to propose a high school levy to address budget shortfalls and avoid impending layoffs. The levy, expected to be on the ballot in the coming months, aims to secure funding for staff and educational programs. A proposed reform for Montana's squatters laws was introduced at the state legislature. The legislature is trying to streamline the eviction process for unlawful occupants and strengthen property owners' rights. The reform addresses concerns over increasing squatter-related disputes across the state. What would you do if you came home from a long trip and found squatters had taken over your home? Montana's House of Representatives is considering House Bill 211, which would allow beer and wine delivery through services like DoorDash. The bill requires delivery drivers to be at least 21 years of age, hold a license, and have no DUI convictions in the past 7 years. If passed, Montana could join 40 states where alcohol delivery is allowed. The Montana legislature is considering a bill to end the practice of issuing online certificates for emotional support animals without proper evaluation. The proposed legislation aims to ensure the legitimacy of these certificates and certifications and improve assessment standards across the state. Rafe, what have we got going on the national news front?
Good job, Pam. You still got it. Girl Scouts will be selling selling cookies on January 31st across the United States. The sales help fund troop activities, community projects, and leadership programs. Cookies will be available in person and through online platforms in local communities. Psst, by the way, Serena Snack Stash at work is looking a little sad without those Samoas. If anyone knows where she can snag a box or 10, please send a message to Serena. It's safer for everyone if she has her own cookies. Trust me. All right, President Joe Biden's letter to former President Donald Trump has been revealed, featuring a message of goodwill and guidance. The letter is part of a tradition during the transition of power in the United States, though the exact timing of his disclosure has not been specified. President Joe Biden commuted the life sentence of Leonard Peltier, an indigenous activist convicted of murdering two FBI agents during a 1975 standoff on the Pine Ridge Reservation. Peltier, 80, had served nearly 50 years and was denied parole in 2024, with eligibility set for 2026. The move has sparked controversy, with law enforcement criticizing it as betrayal to the slain agents' families. Acting Secretary Benjamin C. Huffman issued a letter announcing the dismissal of all members for Department of Homeland Security and fired all advisory committee members, citing a need to realign resources and prioritize national security. Former members can reapply. Sound like there's a little bit of cleaning house going on there in Washington. The Chicago Police Department announced that it will not assist with upcoming ICE Immigration and Customs Enforcement deportations. The decision aligns with the city's sanctuary policies, which limit cooperation with federal immigration enforcement. This move aims to protect immigrant communities and ensure local law enforcement focuses on public safety. Seems like a trend sort of happening here. You know, I mean, New York, Chicago, it's coming. A U.S. Border Patrol agent, David Chris Malin, was fatally shot during a traffic stop near the Vermont-Canadian border on Monday. Malin, 44, was a military veteran who had worked security at the Pentagon during the September 11 attacks. The shooting took place on Interstate 91 between Newport and Orleans, Vermont. The suspect, a German national on a current U.S. visa, was killed in the incident. Fire Chief James Bartholomew Coffin, a 54-year-old battalion chief with Coweta County Fire Rescue in Georgia, was shot and killed in Alabama. He stopped to assist a driver who hit a deer when he was fatally shot by William Randall Franklin, a 34-year-old resident of Chambers County. The incident is under investigation. Donald Trump's Hollywood advisors are signaling a political shift in Hollywood, indicating changes in the political landscape of the entertainment industry. The exact timing of this shift is not specified, but it suggests influence from Trump and his advisors. The U.S. State Department has blocked the display of Pride and Black Lives Matter flags at embassies and outposts, enforcing the one flag policy, which allows only the American flag to be displayed. This decision applies to all U.S. embassies and outposts worldwide. Oh, here's a good one for you. An anti-woke beer company has teamed up with MAGA Babe influencers to launch a new calendar. The collaboration is aimed at promoting the company's message and targeting a specific political demographic. With a launch taking place in the U.S., the exact timing of the release has not been specified. Antioch High School in Nashville, Tennessee was on lockdown following shots being fired inside the building. Police responded and the shooter is no longer a threat. Students are being gathered in the auditorium and reunification details will be provided soon. The incident is still under investigation and as an active crime scene. Pam, what's on the international news front?
Hamas regained control of Gaza during the ceasefire agreement that took place this month. The ceasefire, brokered by international mediators, temporarily halted fighting between Hamas and Israeli forces. Israel launched a large-scale offensive in the occupied West Bank. The operation targeted militant groups and suspected weapons caches with heavy airstrikes and ground operations. Ukraine President Zelensky stated in January that a peace deal with Russia would require the deployment of 200,000 Allied troops. This would ensure security and enforcement of the agreement with the ongoing tensions and conflict. Russian President Vladimir Putin has expressed interest in resetting U.S.-Russian relations. The effort comes during ongoing global tensions and aims to improve diplomatic and economic ties. Discussions are expected to focus on security, trade, and international cooperation. The Indian government has decided to have returned approximately 18,000 Indian citizens living illegally in the United States. This move is intended to improve relations with the U.S. and tackle issues related to undocumented immigration. At least 80 people have been killed in Northeast Colombia following the failure of peace talks. The incident highlights ongoing violence in the region, though specific details about the timing and the circumstances remain unclear. A new task task force has been created in Africa to counter the growing terrorist threats posed by Iran and jihadi groups. The initiative was launched to address security concerns in the region. A Taiwan Air Force officer, 41-year-old Master Sergeant Hu, was killed after being drawn in by a fighter jet's engine during operations. The incident occurred in Taiwan, though the exact date and the additional details have not been disclosed. Rafe, what have you got going on in the sports news?
Thank you, Pam. In Sanders County sports news, the boys varsity basketball, Plains Horsemen versus Eureka Lions, January the 25th at 7 p.m. Plains Horsemen versus Alberton Panthers, January 30th at 7 p.m. And girls varsity basketball, Plains Trotters versus Eureka Lions, January 25th at 7 p.m. And the Plains Trotters versus Alberton Panthers, January 30th at 7 p.m. Montana sports news, men's NCAA basketball, Montana State Bobcats versus Montana Grizzlies, January the 25th at 7 p.m. Idaho State Bengals versus Montana State Bobcats, February the 15th at 6 p.m. Women's NCAA basketball, Montana State Bobcats versus Montana Grizzlies, January the 25th at 2 p.m. In national sports, the NFL's Final Four teams are set for championship weekend. The Kansas City Chiefs, two-time defending Super Bowl champions and the number one seed in the AFC, will face the Buffalo Bills in the AFC championship game. In the NFC, the Philadelphia Eagles will host the Washington Commanders for the NFC championship. The winners will advance to Super Bowl 59. In New Orleans. That wraps up Clark News Network for today. You can catch Clark News Network throughout the day, Monday through Friday. You're listening to Clark Fort River Radio, Plains, Montana. Thank you, Pam.